Are you one of millions of Americans who are struggling and even in some cases suffering from peripheral neuropathy, painful, numbness, loss of balance, irritating, and sometimes debilitating? Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Byline Broadcast, and I want to introduce you to Christy Steiger and Andrew Steiger of Innovative Wellness Center of Iowa. I tried so many ways, painkillers, ibuprofen, gabapentin, so many different ways. All it did was treat the symptoms. It did nothing that even remotely attempted to reverse the effects of peripheral neuropathy. Chiropractors, countless doctor's appointments, all to no avail. Until I found Innovative Wellness and pain-free, absolutely painless shockwave therapy. Call today. Get online today. InnovativeWellness.Center of Iowa.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You've said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
That's right. It is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with, as always, the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Oh, yeah, Jeffrey, I almost blew over to Paris the past couple of days with this hurricane here in Houston. I said, oh, my God, I'm gonna get a first-class flight. Nice, yeah. And easy. Cross the pond. See, Jeffrey.
I was not dealing with any kind of hurricanes over here, for sure. It's been interesting making the adjustment to the time difference. It's actually right. Kind of nice here, man. It's, you know, it's in the mid-70s to 80, not over 80.
Oh, that's like January and February in Florida.
Yeah, and in the mid-60s, sometimes in the 50s at night. So it's been beautiful. But as we were talking about before we started the show, I don't have an air conditioner in my hotel room. So I'm having
to open up
windows to make sure I'm cold, and I'm staying out by the airport, so luckily I don't have a problem sleeping through all night long with planes taking off and landing. But anyway, here I am still in Paris for a few more weeks, excited to do the show. We're going to get into the MLB, NASCAR, the NFL. We'll talk a little bit of Olympics, even though we're not there yet, but I do have something that we will talk about that has to do with me being over here. And of course, we'll get into the WWE. A lot of exciting stuff going on, Eddie.
Oh, yeah. You know, something in the world of sports, it's a really a good time. We got in the great state of Texas, we're hosting the All-Star Game. And I think it's the first time a winning World Series team has hosted the All-Star Game in what? It's either about 40 years or something ridiculous.
That's really
but,
cool.
Texas is such a great state and you know, whether it's Houston or Dallas or San Antonio and you know, all points around. But you know how Texas is, and Texas is a great state and it loves sports.
Yes, sir.
And why not have the All-Star Game in Texas? Beautiful stadium.
It's a beautiful stadium. I was there for the World Series, and that's exciting stuff, Eddie. Hey, listen, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Have you noticed the hype around retinol lately? It's all over my social media. But did you know you can get retinol in a body wash? Amazing, right? Olay Retinol Body Wash is packed with moisturizing vitamin B3 complex plus retinol to transform dry skin to visibly renewed in just 14 days. Try it the next time you shower and see the difference for yourself with Olay Retinol Body Wash for visibly renewed skin in just 14 days. And try Olay Retinol 24 Body Lotion.
I'm at the movies, asking people if they'll switch seats with me for $574.
Here, take mine.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
Eh, too much work.
Not if you call them. They handle the switching.
Now that's a plot twist.
Shh. Check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town, with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
This is it. Shop the Lowe's closeout event to get up to 70% off select major appliances for your home. Plus, get up to 60% off select patio furniture and accessories for your outdoor spaces. So hurry into your local store today, because these deals are too good to last. Shop them now before they're gone, because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 8/7 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
That's right, we're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie, we got a lot of cool stuff to talk about in sports, but before we get to that, we got to talk to our good friends over at O-Dark 30, where tactical meets practical. O-Dark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style.
O-Dark 30. That's it. Hey, and it's going worldwide. It's in gay Paris with Jeff.
We is. We bonjour.
We yeah, right. Hey, you see about the All-Star game, Jeff?
That's
in Texas. We mentioned that in the opening, but you know something? Your boy Bryce Harper and Aaron Judd, of all people, the only players with a guaranteed starting spot. That's really cool.
Yeah, it's I like the way they do this now, where the fans vote for the starting position players in the All-Star game. It gives them a feeling like they're involved, and there hasn't been any crazy, you know, even though the players who get selected typically come from the bigger fan base organizations. It still seems pretty fair, because you can't go wrong with Bryce Harper and Aaron Judge. Obviously, those guys deserve to be starters.
I mean, that's kind of like, I hate to even say this in the same sentence, but it's kind of like the modern day fans are seeing a Willie Mays or a Hank Aaron. You know, that's how special they are.
Yeah.
And because these guys are really good at what they do, and they can hit that white ball.
Yeah,
and
sure.
And it's really fun to watch these guys play.
Yeah, it's a really exciting time in baseball. My team, who Bryce Harper used to represent, but he sadly left and went on to the Philadelphia.
Yeah, but he went to the World Series again.
Yeah, in defense of the Washington Nationals, they won the World Series the year after he left. So he was the thing that was holding them back, and he went back to the World Series. But your Houston Astros won that World Series, Eddie. So I want to point that out. Any of you Philly fans out there that love Bryce Harper so much, just know that as long as he's there, your likelihood of winning a World Series is very low. But you guys enjoy him taking ball four instead of trying to hit the big time in the big time at bats. He's going to try to walk before he tries to hit. Just telling you, watched him for 7 years before he made his trip up to Philadelphia. But I'm excited because all of the kids coming up in the Washington Nationals organization are looking good. And speaking of Aaron Judge, James Wood III, who just came up for the Nationals, is another. He's not as tall as Aaron Judge, but he's a monster tall guy. And so I have something to be excited about in baseball for my own personal preferences. But there's going to be so many names in the All-Star game this year that we all love.
And you know, you're talking about the fans selecting. You know, they only have 20 position players and 12 pitchers. that make up each roster on the National and American League. I mean, so, you know, the fans have got to be really, you know, honed in on who they'd really want to see.
Yeah.
Because
it's,
you know, when you look at all the players in the National and American, you only can pick 20 position players and 12 pitchers. That's tough. Believe me.
You know, I think it's probably really easy for the first 10 or 15. There's some obvious names.
Tough.
And then, those last few positions probably get a little tougher. It's baseball has such turnover these days when it comes to stars. You know, there's new guys popping up all the time who are becoming big stars and some out of nowhere. Juan Soto was a guy that sort of came out of nowhere and became a huge star. And then you got the guys like Bryce Harper, who, you know, we knew who he was when he was 14 years old. Aaron Judge was a heralded prospect for the Yankees once he hit that organization. And so, the All-Star game, you know, baseball's All-Star game isn't like the other All-Star games where
they don't make it flag football.
No, the only thing that makes it different than a regular baseball game is the fact that the pitchers don't pitch as long, and these days they don't do it anyway. So it's almost just like a real baseball game with the best players.
They're doing what they do all year long, Jeff. And you know they're building where that lake is across the ballpark in Dallas.
Yes,
they're building a whole bridge across that lake where the fans can come in, and they're going to do a ton of meet and greets this year at the All-Star game. So Texas is really throwing out the red carpet for the All-Star game. And, you know, there's a lot. You were there.
Yes.
I mean, the Rangers have a great fan base. I mean, my goodness. They're like the Astros. They're dedicated.
They do. I don't remember if I told you this or not, but I hadn't been to Arlington since they got their new stadium. So I showed up at the stadium and I got dropped off by an Uber and I walked over to the old stadium as if I was walking. I was like, man, there's a lot of construction going on here. I thought with the World Series, it'd be in a lot better shape. It is right across the street. But the new stadium over there is beautiful. It was a great experience being in Arlington for the World Series.
Well, they're using that old stadium, Jeff, for a lot of stuff, you know, where a fan experience pretty much.
Yeah.
And, Texas does it right. I just got to tell you, you know, I'm proud of Texas. I'm proud to live here. I'm proud to say that you know, I'm here in Texas, and Texas just does it right. Money's no problem in the state of Texas.
Or space, which I was going to say, it's funny how they build a new stadium across the street from the old stadium, and they're like, we don't need that space. We'll just keep that old stadium there. I think a college team plays there. They still have stuff going on in the stadium, so why bother getting rid of it? They're actually kind of renovating it, which I found incredible that most places they have to build the stadium where the parking lot was and then build the new parking lot where the old stadium was. So it has to immediately go, but not in Texas, baby. They got room over there. So they're just like, we're going to have two major league sized baseball stadiums right next to each other. Good for them. Pay attention to All-Star games coming up. That means the halfway point in baseball, and the Yankees actually they may shake that clubhouse up because they've been on a skid, and Brian Cashman and Hal Steinbrenner were down in Tampa to watch their team and discuss the fact that they aren't playing the kind of baseball that the kind of money being put into that team deserves. So we may see a shakeup in up in New York pretty soon. They're talking about bringing in Crochet, starting pitcher, because they're not happy with starting pitching. Carlos Rodon and Marcus Stroman aren't pitching the way they want, which is not a huge surprise to me. Those are guys who Rodon injured quite a bit in his career, and Stroman has never been a guy who I thought was an ace, although he played the part of an ace quite a bit, and he has ace ability, just not constant ace ability. But anyway, we got to move on to NASCAR because we're running out of time in this segment. Alex Bowman is the fourth Hendrix Motorsports driver to make the playoffs with his Chicago win. And that says a lot, man. That's a great team they've got put together over there. And it's been that way for a long time.
Well, you know, Hendrix is a home of champions. That's for sure. You know, you look at the whole deal with Hendricks. He's about winning, nothing else.
Yeah,
and that's what he should be. As an owner, he's a winner.
Yeah, he's great, great owner, and maybe some other teams need to take a page out of his book, because it seems like there are other guys that are not keeping it together the way that he has. Hallie Deegan, the daughter of famed extreme sports star Brian Deegan, was let go by AM Racing.
Yeah, I think it's Hallie.
Yeah.
Hallie Deegan. I can't believe that they dropped Hallie. I mean, she's only 23 years old. You can't win in that kind of racing if you use the brake. You got to use the gas. You wasn't qualifying with speed. So they brought in Joey Logano to qualify for speed because Hallie was only using, you know, owner points. And you can't do that. You got to at least qualify, you know? I mean, come on.
Jumping back to Alex Bowman winning in Chicago, for some reason it's not on here, Eddie, but I know you had to have seen that after he finished that race, there's a certain driver that went over and shoved him into the wall after the race was over because he wrecked him earlier in the race. You know who that was?
Oh, Bubba Wallace. I can tell you that. I didn't want to talk about that bastard anymore, to tell you the truth.
Well,
I mean, that shows you what kind of guy he is. He can't even race. You know, racing is about rubbing.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can't take a rub, too bad, boy, you're in the wrong business.
Yeah. I feel, he's turning into a sideshow. I think that's what he always has been. I think he likes the drama. I think it's the way that he keeps his seat in that car.
Yeah, he's a drama queen. Just go ahead and say it.
Yeah, that's what you're right. You took the words out of my mouth. He is a drama queen, and he's not racing well. So if you're not racing well, and you know that you'll continue to get press as we're giving him right now, you'll do anything you can and drive in your car.
He paid for that. They fined him $50,000.
I don't care. Fine $50,000 is nothing. That's nothing to those guys.
No, not to them.
Even a guy that's not winning can afford $50,000 in NASCAR. They need to suspend him. They really do. They can't continue to let this guy be a drama queen just because they're afraid of the fallout of punishing him because he's the African-American face of NASCAR. I'm sorry. You can't.
Well, they need to suspend him. You're right.
If they don't do something, he's going to continue to be a storyline, and it's not going to be he won the Daytona 500. It's going to be all this drama, and NASCAR fans are not going to put up with that too long. NASCAR fans will turn off if all you're putting out there is a guy who's pulling this crap, although some people probably appreciated the shenanigans. I mean, NASCAR is known for its shenanigans, but just he's the wrong guy. Listen, Eddie, we got to run. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World. All over the world.
Would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
We are back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie, we're going to get into the NFL in this segment. But before we get into the NFL, we got to get into the gear. And the gear, as you know, is O-Dark 30, which I am proudly prancing around here in Paris in my O-Dark 30 gear. So they know, oh, this is an American coming up. When I walk in, I kid you not, this isn't a joke. I have people that speak to me in English right when I walk up because there's no doubt that I don't speak French.
O-Dark30.com. That's it.
I walk up in my O-Dark 30 and they look at me and they go, oh, he's American. We might as well just go ahead and say, good morning, sir. How can I help you? And
right. You still wearing that shirt with those shorts and boots?
No shorts. No, I never wore shorts, Eddie. That's a joke. Come on, buddy. I would never disgrace Lenny and O-Dark 30 by wearing shorts and boots from O-Dark 30. I wear them with my kick-ass boot-cut jeans, and I look like an American hero, although I'm not one.
Yeah, you styling and profiling in Gay Perry.
I'm playing the part of an American hero by wearing American hero gear. Brought to you by odark30.com. Go check them out. They are a friend of the show, and we do greatly appreciate them. Eddie, five players facing the most pressure in 2024 in the NFL, and you've set me up with a list here, and you were saying in the break how excited I would be to discuss, especially this first guy. I mean, maybe we should have moved him to last, because I don't know how much of the segment I can spend on him and then still make sure I get through the last four. But you've got the guy who, is he facing pressure? Depends on what you mean. Does he feel the pressure? I don't believe he does. I don't believe this guy cares. I feel like he's a guy who is gifted physically as an athlete and has the ability to go out there and do great things. But he just doesn't seem to have the head on his shoulders. And that's Deshaun Watson, the Cleveland Browns quarterback. He's got a full guaranteed five-year deal for $230 million. Unbelievable.
Yeah, he left a hell of an impression here in this great city of Houston.
Well, the reality
of
it is,
raping girls.
Yeah, the reality.
22 of them.
Yeah, but has he been found guilty of any of those? I don't think he has.
Well, that's how come he needed that $230 million to buy his ass out of that.
Well, maybe he did, but I'll tell you this. He's
you
not
think out of 23 of them. I think he's still got two or three cases. It's still up
in the
air.
Well, until he is convicted of doing that, all I want to say is that he was run out of Houston because he got in trouble there. Whether it's true or not, that's what happened. And he was a formidable.
There's not 23 hookers going to come out and say that.
Well, I don't
know,
Eddie.
It's true.
I don't know. All I'm saying is that in the great state of America, where the great country of America where we live, the United States, you are not guilty until you're proven guilty. So as far as I'm concerned, we don't have to worry about that, by the way. The reason I'm saying this is because when it comes to Deshaun Watson, he was in Houston, guy's got a cannon of an arm, he can run around the field like a gazelle, but he never did anything with Houston. He never took them over the hump, and he's broken
now. He's only 8-4, and he's missed most of all parts of each season he's been in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Due to suspensions or injuries. So, I mean, what does your $230 million get for you?
I honestly, Eddie, I don't know, but I will say this. The decision to move on from Baker Mayfield was something that the Cleveland fans weren't happy with. And if you wanted
they were stupid to move away from him.
If you wanted to rub salt in the wound, bringing in Deshaun Watson, paying him, backing up the truck for him was probably a little bit of salt in the wound. But who knows? I may be wrong. He may find the juice and do great things in Cleveland. I don't remember who his receivers are there. I know he's got a couple of decent tight ends, but the reality of it is that that team might not be built to win with Deshaun Watson at quarterback, even if he's at it to his best. So is there pressure?
Baker Mayfield found a home in Tampa, so he's just fine.
Yeah. He's going to be good. He's not on this list because he's under zero pressure. He was a guy that got moved on from and found a place, proved himself, and I think they're happy with him in Tampa. So Deshaun Watson, good luck to you. Cleveland Brown fans deserve to have a good team. I unfortunately don't believe that they are going to get their wishes, and that's sad. Brian Burns, edge rusher for the New York Giants, signed a $30 million deal, and he's moving into the house that LT and Michael Strahan built.
Yeah, and you're going to see if he's really a franchise guy. They gave him franchise money.
Yeah.
So you're going to see if he can really step it up and be even in the same sentence as a LT or a Michael Strahan. But boy, they don't get better than those two, believe me.
Well, here's what we'll say about the New York Giants. That is that when you talk about their championship teams, you don't necessarily talk about the defense. You definitely didn't talk about the championship that Parcells won. You didn't talk about the offense. It was all defense. Phil Sims, fine quarterback, but yeah. The reality of it is that team without that defense does not go to that Super Bowl and win it. And then the Strahan era, that was all defense. I mean, they made Eli Manning look like Peyton Manning in New York by having a fantastic defense. Eli wins two Super Bowls. He's 2-0 against Tom Brady.
He won two Super Bowls, Eli Manning, Jeff, and never had an all-pro wide receiver.
Yeah. It's incredible.
That means he must be pretty damn good.
Well, yeah, he's definitely a great quarterback. Great. I mean, Hall of Famer, in my opinion. So yeah. Brian Burns is going to have to go into New York and really
step it up.
I mean, if he wants that team to win a championship, he's going to have to, you know, probably play on both sides of the ball. But
right.
Stephon Diggs went to the Houston Texans. You know,
I see honestly, him around town a lot.
There is no pressure on Stephon Diggs. I'm going to say that this guy has, of all of these people, the least pressure upon him because...
Well, he just went to football heaven, Jeff.
Yeah, that...
I mean, look around. Who's he got? His quarterback is C.J. Stroud.
Yep.
I mean, Dalton Schultz is a great tight end. And then you got Nico Collins. I mean, look at this.
Yeah.
And then Stephon Diggs. I mean, C.J. Stroud can throw. I mean, he's a great quarterback.
Yeah.
And look...
The defense of that team is unheralded. They're incredible. Houston is going to be a force this year, and I know people see it coming, but I'm going to say they might not see exactly what's coming. It may be an incredible year to be a Houston Texans fan. It's going to be an exciting thing. If C.J. Stroud stays healthy, the world is their oyster. So the least amount of pressure is on Stephon Diggs. He left a pressure cooker, to be perfectly honest. I mean, if you're playing in Buffalo, that's championship or bust there every year. So he left a pressure cooker. That guy is cool as ice right now, hanging out in Houston. Doesn't matter. It's 100
Man,
degrees
this
outside.
Is a great town.
It doesn't matter.
All you people never been to Houston.
Through.
Yeah. Yeah. And the Texans throw big parties.
Yeah.
I mean, their fans throw huge parties. I mean, the scene for the Houston Texans is like the Astros here in Houston.
Yeah.
I mean, it's huge. I mean, they love their ball teams. And you know something? It makes you want to cheer them on. It makes you want to say, hey, they're part of my community. They really are here in Houston. And being an ex-pro athlete, I love that, Jeff. I love them being in the community, shaking hands and saying hello to their fans. and not scared of it. They don't think who they are, you know?
Yes.
I love that.
Yes. Bryce Young, quarterback, Carolina Panthers. You think he's a bust?
Yeah. This guy's a joke. I mean, he can't even see over the center's ass. When I was up there doing production in Charlotte, I went to the stadium and watched some practices, and I'm going like, God, they picked this guy number one. This guy's, I mean, please, you know.
That team
Midgets don't play in the NFL.
Well, that team is a bust. So I don't know what the expectations are going to be for Bryce Young to be able to turn around the Panthers on his very own. They sent out.
Well, it's called bye-bye, Jeff.
Yeah, well, I mean, bye-bye. Honestly.
Get your ass out of town. Get a quarterback in there and build a team.
Tom Brady couldn't win with the Carolina Panthers right now. So
no, he'd get killed.
I know. So I can't imagine. There's going to be a ton of pressure on Bryce Young, and it's going to be coming from the opposing team's defense on every play. So he's going to have a lot of pressure. The last one on the list, we made it. We've only got a minute left in this segment, but Devin White's linebacker signed with the Philadelphia Eagles. The only reason why.
You remember him in Tampa, Jeff.
Yeah, the only reason why he doesn't have the number one slot of least amount of pressure is because Stephon Diggs stepped into, as you put it, football heaven. But Devin White joins a team that's been a perennial championship contender. He signed a one-year deal to bet on himself and go to a team that is got to be in the top five of Super Bowl winning favorites going into this year. It's an incredible team. They've got incredible talent on both sides of the ball. The Philadelphia Eagles have been built for long-term success.
Yeah, you know what their real name
success.
Is? The Philadelphia Bulldogs. I mean, they got so many Georgia Bulldogs on their team.
They do have a lot of Georgia Bulldogs on their team, but he's not going to have any problems sliding in there and playing a role in that already very good defense. I know they've subtracted a little bit, but the fact of the matter is that the secondary for the Eagles has gotten better, and that was the problem they had. Listen, I don't have any more time. Got to run. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Around the World.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can easily find coverage options that fit your budget. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
Nope.
Okay, Michael?
Went to middle school with a glue-eating Michael.
Sebastian?
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right, Greg?
Not feeling it.
Okay, no worries. Jeffrey?
Oh, love that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs. You heard me. Wendy's nugs now come in 7 saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you get the idea. For a whole new way to nug, gotta be Wendy's.
Gotta be fresh.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
I always do my best to prep for summer, but sometimes things just come up. And when they do, Kohl's and their great prices are always there for me. I just shop their summer cyber sale and save big on everything I was missing, like summer must-haves under $15, floor care essentials for 50% off, and kitchen appliances for 30% off. Plus, I earn Kohl's cash. So no matter what happens the rest of the summer, I'll be ready. Thanks to Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
Ooh.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and speak with your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
All over the world.
It's the best dance show on your radio.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with the icon, the legend, the continental lover, the Hall of Famer, Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie, got a big segment here. We're going to talk about what I've been doing over here across the pond, and we're going to get into the WWE. But before all of that, we got to get into Oh Dark 30, which, you know, as I said before, going over perfectly for me here in Paris, because I don't have to even ask, parlez-vous anglais? I walk up and they're like, this guy definitely speaks anglais. I'm going to definitely have to speak anglais to him, which is working out great for me. So, Lenny, I appreciate it, man. I don't have to worry about, learning how to say, do you speak English in French? Because they already know when I walk up, it's English. I must be honest with all of my American listeners. If we have any listeners here in France, I've got to ask for a little bit of forgiveness. I've been treated with nothing but dignity and respect by the French. I heard all of these rumors all my life about how much the French didn't like Americans and they were terrible and they wouldn't speak English to you. I haven't experienced that at all. It's been actually pretty nice. And I'm in Paris. It's not like I'm in Normandy. I'm in Paris, and people have been great. They all speak English well enough to have a small conversation, and they have not had a problem doing so. So,
well, you remember, Jeff, they had all those classes prior to you getting there to how to treat Americans.
Before I got here, they gave them a special
course.
How to
treat Americans, you know, this and for the Olympics.
So anyway, I want to thank
Lenny
and Oh Dark 30. Go check out odark30.com. They're fantastic. We love them, and you will also love them. Give them a shot, odark30.com. Eddie, I must say, I'm here. We're 2 weeks out from the Olympics still, so just in preparation mode. Haven't had a ton of time to get around in Paris other than going to work and then dinner afterwards, so on and so forth. Haven't gone and looked at all of the very famous sites and historical sites here in Paris. But what I will say is that all I've been hearing about is people talking about football. And I was so excited because I had thought, I know so much about football, we're going to have this in common. But Eddie, over here, they're not talking about football. They're not talking about the cool football. They're talking about this soccer.
Yeah, that round ball.
I know. I knew they called it football
not
over
the
here.
The oblong ball.
I knew they called it football over here, but I wasn't expecting to be inundated with football talk all the time while I'm here. And the reason why is because the UEFA Euro Championship is happening right now, and France and Spain were both very much in it. And there seems to be a large contingent of French and Spanish fans around me a lot. So everybody was so excited. Spain beat France, but I did have to hear them talking smack about how England wasn't going to they're no fun to watch, they're going to get beat by whoever they played. I'm not going to claim to be all of the sudden the guy who knows everything about the Euro championships. I'm not, but I was a little offended for my ancestry, and I was like, wait a minute, I don't want to hear all of this trash talking about England.
Well, they are boring. English people are boring. They're just boring. They really are. From London, you ever been over there?
No, I've never been to London.
Oh, you ain't missed anything. Wait till you go over there. The food sucks.
Well, I knew
that. The beer's hot.
That's unfortunate.
I mean, it's just horrible.
All right.
I spent a week over there. And you know, I just couldn't wait. You know, that's one of the places I really looked forward to going to at that time. But it was really disappointing. It really was.
I'm not going to let you ruin my experience. Just like, hey, I want to tell you this.
Am I telling you the truth?
No, you're just reminding me of a story. The Louvre is here, the famous museum. And yeah. One of the things that's there that everybody is aware of is the Mona Lisa. And so I was talking to a guy and saying, you know, I'll probably go over to the Louvre, but I really just want to see the Mona Lisa. And the guy goes, oh, well, don't get too excited because it's tiny. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, well, it's just small. It's not like a big painting. You've ruined my excitement for this. I still want to go see it because I've seen it my whole life. It's a hugely famous painting. It's available to be seen.
We're
going to
take a selfie in front of the Mona Lisa, man.
But I wasn't aware of the fact that it's not
Lisa
a big picture.
Mona Lisa with your smile, right?
Have you ever seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it, but not in person.
That's what I'm saying. In person.
No, when I went to Paris, man, I was there 2 days, in and out, boom. And I got to see the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
I'm learning so much.
And that's no big deal. That's just an old, rusted old, you know.
Well, actually, it's not rusted. It's one of the incredible engineering.
It looks rusted.
It does. It's one of the most incredible feats of engineering of all time. And
it's kind of like the one they gave us when they didn't want to pay us $50-60 million.
That's what I was getting ready to say.
The Statue of Liberty.
You read my mind. You know who built the Statue of Liberty?
Yeah.
No, I know, but the person.
Oh.
Charles Eiffel, the same guy that built the Eiffel Tower, built the Statue of Liberty. I was very surprised to find that out. I'm learning all kinds of history over here, Eddie. This place is full
and
of history.
And ask him why they didn't pay us that money instead of sending us. Hey, that's their saying. Send me your poor, your rich, and all that other crap on the Statue of Liberty.
Poor, you're
no
tired,
American
and you're
ever
hungry.
Said that. That's the French trying to stick it up our ass, and they did.
Yeah. Well, they're dealing with a little bit of that themselves these days. So
it's about time they gave us all that.
Yeah. Hey, listen, the Statue of Liberty is phenomenal. So regardless.
Man, I lived in New York how long, Jeff? I know all about that.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. So I'm appreciative.
It sits out in the harbor.
Yep, and it's beautiful. I mean, that's an American icon, whether it was made by the French and given to us as opposed to give us money.
Yeah, instead of the money, they built that.
Listen, I don't know how we owed them money. We
didn't owe them money. They owed us money from the war.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know how they owed us money, considering the fact that there would be no United
States of America.
Let me tell
you something. If it wasn't for American soldiers, those German guys would have been goose-stepping right down to Champs-Élysées.
Yeah, but if it wasn't for France... We would have still
what
been.
What about France? They couldn't even defend themselves.
We would have had to just switch over our money to King Charles if it wasn't for the French.
Somebody needs to read their history, and I ain't going to tell you who it is.
Me?
But I'm just telling you, that's the way you should be.
France financed the Revolutionary War for us. Ben Franklin went over there and negotiated with them, and the French supported us in the Revolutionary War.
So he negotiated his fat ass being on the 50, right?
Yeah, yeah.
No, that's Grant. Like, no, Benjamin. Benjamin's on the 100.
Yeah, yeah. And
Grant's on the 50.
With good reason. He came over here and got us an ally in the region for the Revolutionary War. Listen, I don't need to study my history. I study my history.
Yeah, you do.
And I'm learning more and more as I'm over here in the middle of history. But hey, listen.
Well, you send me that selfie when you hit the Mona Lisa, will you?
I'm going to, and I'm going to do the little remember Kids in the Hall where he's like, I'm crushing your head. I'm going to put my fingers around it to show you how small it is. I'm so disappointed, man. I wish I didn't know that. I wish I would have gone in there and been like, oh, cool. It's the Mona Lisa. I didn't know it was so small. But now I'm thinking I'm going to go in there. And it's going to be the size of a postcard, and I'm going to be very disappointed. Anyway, listen, WWE, Jeff Jarrett on the Owen Hart Cup, the most overrated ass kisser ever.
Oh yeah, old drunk Jeff. He's my age. You got no business, Jeff, still wrestling. I mean, when you get in the 40s, you don't need to be in the wrestling business, man. That's how come I went into television producing, believe me.
Yeah.
And but there's one thing about it. He's a joke. Not only did he stole Honky Tonk. You remember Honky Tonk Man?
Yeah.
He stole his gimmick with a guitar.
Yeah.
He can't even be original. He's just a phony ass human being. He's a joke, a drunk joke. That's like He was the quickest guy ever fired by WWE. He didn't last 3 days. They fired him.
Well, he's such a nobody that I thought we were talking about a NASCAR driver that was wrestling for some reason.
No, not Dale Jarrett. No, Dale's too old.
I'm kidding. But
Dale Jarrett, UPS guy.
But yeah, so Eddie, not a fan of Jeff Jarrett. Check. Speaking of old guys.
I have never liked that guy, ever. He's a scum bucket, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
yeah, if stealing
gimmicks isn't allowed, then there are a lot of guys that have to answer for that. But
not so blatant, and then go on TV and use a guitar in the same federation that the honky tonk man was an Intercontinental Champion.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, come on.
No love
lost.
You
can do better than that.
But speaking of guys that are old and still in wrestling, one of the legends of wrestling is retiring. You're excited about it. It says on my paper here, it's about time that John Cena hangs it up.
Yeah, should be. He was one of the most overrated guys in the business. And they needed a guy at that time. They had no big baby face.
Yeah.
And he wasn't really good in the ring. Horrible.
Well, he's good on the screen. And, I mean, every movie he's in is awesome. He's a great I wouldn't say he's a great actor, but he's fun to watch and he picks good parts and I really do enjoy him. That superhero TV show that he did, I loved it, where he's the he's sort of a villain cuz he's a superhero that is like Mr. Magoo. He always messes up, so everybody ends up
hurt. Well,
that's
a good name for him, Mr. Magoo. I swear to God.
I like John Cena, man. I'm a fan. So we're gonna have to differ on that one if you're not.
Oh, he used to go out. He used to go out with Kendra Lust, that porn girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And I think she dumped him.
Well, I'm sure he's doing all right in the ladies department. He's a good looking dude.
No, he's married now.
Oh, good. There you go. Well, he's doing great in the ladies department.
Yeah, he was out hanging. He was out hanging and kissing Vince's ass at his birthday. His 77th birthday, Vince McMahon was spotted with his girlfriend in New York City.
Is he still married?
Yeah, he's still married, but they never lived together for years.
They're on paper. It's too difficult to.
Well, it would cost him too much money.
It would cost them both too much money. I'm sure that she is
Linda fiscally, McMahon.
I know she's fiscally sound enough to say, "Hey, listen, Vince, you know, I want to take half."
Well, she's got a lot of shares in the WWE herself, and so Vince just cashed out. He's got nothing to do with the WWE. Period.
They would have
cashed out all his. Well, he's going to use a lot of that money to buy him some good lawyers to make sure he didn't go to jail.
Well, that's what I was going to say is that really, I'm sure Linda was like, listen, I don't want to give millions of dollars to lawyers. So we'll buy a couple separate houses. We'll live in separate houses. I'll have my fun. You have your fun. But we're not going to go and document the fact that we ain't together no more. So being spotted out.
Well, you never hear about that. It's only us that really know the inside of the business that knows that. And he's been screwing around on Linda forever.
It's not that big of a
surprise. She likes girls. She doesn't like guys. Anyway.
You can't say that on here, Eddie. You can't say that.
I just did.
You can't accuse Linda McMahon.
I didn't accuse anybody of anything.
Oh, you mean she likes them? You mean she likes them like she? That's who she likes to hang out with.
Well, so you got to get your mind out of the gutter.
My mind went in the gutter. I apologize for that.
Yes, it did.
I didn't want to smear Miss McMahon at all. But hey,
listen, well, I wasn't.
We don't have time for Jabronis of the Week here. We run out of time. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding Mouthing Off to your sports diet.
Yeah, we'll be right back. I got to find that fifth doctor.
Mouthing All Over the World.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All over the world.
That's right, you're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor with host, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie,
hey, I got to give a shout out before I forget.
Give it.
To my buddy Leon Beck, the publisher of Texas Hot Country Magazine. It's texashotcountry.com, man. Magazine.com. texashotcountrymagazine.com. Leon, I hope you're doing good. Hope you got power back. Leon's a cool dude, man. You're like, hey, he's going to do a big story on us. And that'll be another cover we make, Jeff.
Nice. I look forward to that. texashotcountrymagazine.com. Hey, I need to go check that out myself. I'm sorry, Leon. I haven't looked at that website myself. I look forward to going and checking that out because I do find now in the internet age that going and reading magazine websites is a really cool thing to do. So if you're into country music, then go check them out over at texashotcountrymagazine.com. Eddie.
Absolutely. And it's in English, not French, you know.
Oh, well, that's all right. I mean, I don't speak French, so I need that. The lot of fun tonight. You know, we went on a couple of tangents. Let us know, actually, because I feel like I enjoy when we kind of branch off out of, we get out of sports and go on our little tangents. Let us know if you enjoy that, too. You can email us at mouthingoffshow@gmail.com. And let us know if you enjoy when we kind of break away from the sports a little bit and get into a little bit of the humor of being Jeff and Eddie. But We talk some NBA, we talk some NFL, Major League Baseball, WWE, hey Jeff, of course, yes.
We didn't talk NBA.
We didn't? No, we didn't talk about the NBA at all. I apologize. None. Thanks for reminding me.
NFL.
And football in more than one way. We talked about multiple.
And Gay Perry.
Yeah, we talked about.
And we finished it up. We finished it up with WWE.
Yes, sir, we did. Talked a little Vince and Linda. Hey, listen, Eddie, it's been really fun, but we, as you say, we got to run. So tell our good fans goodbye.
Well, Jeff Taylor and Gay Perry. It's the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield, in the Woodlands in Houston. See you next week.